Last time on Left Behind...
Rayford, there are many people who question whether they have the courage to choose death. I share that fear.
Put me in the other line.
You're rejecting?
Yes, sir.
Spare not one nick in your effort to make the GCMM the most powerful enforcement juggernaut the world has ever seen.
Injection? Why did he need an injection?
Please,
Nurse,
no!
An
no!
injector, please.
No!
Based on The Mark, the eighth book in the best-selling series, Tyndale House Publishers proudly presents episode 96 of the dramatic audio edition of Left Behind.
Took the mark when?
This morning. Photographer came in and everything. When the first unit was plugged in and ready to go, they tested it and then made him the first recipient within headquarters.
Hung-ha! Hung-ha! Very good! Very good!
I'm not sure the picture's much good, though. The boy wasn't that happy about it.
Well, that's
something, huh? I think he's glad to have it over with. If he's honest, he'll admit it didn't hurt a bit.
I plowed. Sun will be soon, you see. But he led it for work now. No age problem, no score problem. This is press for him.
Well, global community maybe, but not my department.
Don't be ridiculous, David. We just explained his attitude. You and I both know there's no better place for him.
Well, then you take him. I don't want him. I don't have the energy. Well, gentlemen, good to see you all again.
David, sit down. Let us give you a few minutes with Chang. Let him win you over.
And I suppose you'll go running to the potentate if I don't agree.
This is no way for us to conduct ourselves in front of outsiders. Absolutely right. I'll take this straight back to the top. So get with the program. Let's give them a few minutes to get acquainted.
You make a proud. You hear?
Are the blinds open behind me?
Yes.
Close them.
Well, that would send the wrong signal. If they're watching, I want them to see me not liking you too much, which is exactly what I feel right now.
Are they still out there?
Well, looks like they're leaving.
Could you shut the blinds, please?
Not till you tell me what in the world you think you're up to.
I'll wait.
All right, have it your way. Now, son, you want to tell
me
what...
Don't call me son. I hate that.
I see.
Look at me. Look what they did to me.
Oh. That is strange.
Very comforting. Thank you.
No. I mean, I can see both marks. The seal of God is still there, and the numbers.
Can you believe my father and Moon thought I pitched a fit because I was afraid of needles?
Well, better than just screaming out that you're a believer.
Well, what am I now, Hasid?
You don't like to be called son. Don't call me Hasid.
Sorry. What's your pleasure?
Director Hasid, while we're in here. Now, as for what you are, with both marks, you're probably the first in some really special category.
But all that stuff Dr. Ben-Judah writes about, choosing between the seal of God and the mark of the beast, I chose. I got both. What now?
I don't know. That's a very good question.
It isn't that I really don't know, Mr. Hasid. I just keep testing you.
So you're mad you got the mark, but you've already made some sense of it, huh?
You know Ben-Judah personally, huh?
Haven't met him, but we work together.
You have his phone number?
Of course.
Well, you might want to call him to confirm, or let me borrow the number, and I'll talk to him myself.
I don't think so.
Fair enough. You call him then and see if I'm right. I'm a believer. That hasn't changed. The Bible says nothing can separate us from the love of Christ, and that has to include me. I didn't choose the mark. It was forced on me. Frankly, I see nothing but benefits.
Okay, tell me, oh great intellect.
Okay, mock me. Forget it. I shouldn't have told you anyway.
All right, listen. It's obvious you're a mental prodigy, but you know what? I'm not hung up on being the smartest guy in the room. You want me on the floor kissing your feet? Fine. You're smarter than I am. It doesn't bother me that you're a few steps ahead of me. What bothers me is you're assuming it bothers me because it would bother you if the shoe were on the other foot. You following this?
Yeah, I got it.
So enlighten me and quit trying to rub it in. What are you going to do with this advantage, as you call it, being bi-loyal, for lack of a better term? And how does acting ticked off at me help?
I like the term, bi-loyal. That's the way it appears. This forehead is going to really bother fellow believers. But the Carpatha loyalists, they can't see the mark of God, and they have no reason to believe the loyalty mark is anything but what it appears. Therefore, I'm free to live among them, buy and sell, even work here.
Okay, I can see it.
I could do it.
If you're going to stay here and be a better mole than I was, because the mark gives you unquestioned credibility, you have to be strategic. Pick your spots. Do what you can.
Which is what, in your opinion?
I can teach you everything I know before I leave.
Oh?
Go ahead and say it.
You're teaching me everything you know shouldn't take long.
Scathing wit.
You just made it too easy. Come on, lighten up.
Well, for as limited as I am, I'd like to think you'll be amazed by what I've done here. My biggest fear is losing remote access to it.
Don't sweat it. I'll be here.
But not as a director. So it won't be your call what system they stay with or change to.
Either way, I can just adapt to what you put in place to work with it.
All right. I have a plan.
So do I. Mine's going to be better, of course, but kidding, kidding.
I say you maintain your little attitude in front of people, but cut your father a little slack before he leaves. He needs to believe you're at least okay with being here.
Keep going.
Come reluctantly to the conclusion that you want to work here and that you figure this is the most logical department, though you're not impressed with it. I'll play it the same way with Moon, and I'll assign you to the guy I assume will replace me. After hours, you and I cram. I'll show you what I've set up. You become the number two guy in the department. Trusted. That'll make you most valuable to our cause. Make sense?
You thought of that just now?
Don't start.
I'm serious. Those were my thoughts exactly. And there's nothing I want more than to be valuable to the cause.
Well, I really want to believe what you just said.
It's true. Listen, I'm your guy, okay? Shake. Don't take me too seriously. I just like to mess with people's minds.
Interesting hobby.
You handled it okay.
After that story, Buck, I think it's important that we remember our extended family.
Yeah, right.
In Greece, only Lucas remains. In New Babylon, we have David, Mac, Abdullah, Hannah Pale Moon, and Chang Wong. Soon we'll all be together. Maybe sooner than we think. Ming, a very warm welcome to the family.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. I have assignments for everyone. The following will remain here during what we're calling Operation Eagle. Chloe and, of course, Kenny. Ming, Zeke, and Tsion. I foresee using Ming soon, but for now her being AWOL from the GC makes her too vulnerable.
True.
And changing her appearance is going to be a true test of your skills.
Yep.
Meanwhile, I want you to look at these. Inside each dossier, we have new personas, looks, names, documents for all who need them.
Very, very impressive.
Whoa. Zeke's been doing some of his finest work on this.
No problem.
All right. Albie and I will fly the fighter and the Gulfstream to Mitzpah Ramon in the Negev tomorrow. That's the site of the remote airstrip and refueling center for the airlift.
That should work.
Buck and Haim will fly commercially to Jerusalem in disguise and under aliases. Haim, Chloe has booked you into the King David Hotel. You'll continue using the name Tobias Rogoff.
Understood.
That'll be your mission center as you wait to confront Carpathia when he enters Jerusalem. Now, Buck, you'll go to Tel Aviv to be our eyes and ears there, and then back to Jerusalem for Carpathia's return.
Okay.
Hattie and Leah, you'll fly commercially to Tel Aviv and begin to process the volunteer vehicles and drivers. Leah will use a rented vehicle to rendezvous with the new Babylon team in Jordan at Resurrection International. She'll bring them to the airlift site, and they'll fly back to the States with Albie and myself at the conclusion of the airlift. Questions?
Just 1 or 2,000. But is it not time for my teacher, who ought to be respectful of his elder, by the way, to reveal the city of refuge?
Soon everyone must know where the fleeing saints are headed after they have reached the airlift location in the Negev. Yes, Chaim, you have devoted yourself to your studies and deserve to know where you will lead the people. It is a city you have known about all your life. You have no doubt heard many stories about it, and it would not surprise me to learn that you have actually visited. It is one of the most famous ancient cities in the Middle East. Some call it the Rose Red City.
Petra!
One and the same.
I should have known. It will be difficult for us to get into, let alone a pursuing army.
Yes, in fact, God will make it impossible for them to get in. He has special obstacles planned, the likes of which have not been seen since the days of the first Exodus.
Okay, folks, this will have to be the last meeting together before we take off out of here. Sorry for all the secrecy.
It's all part of the deal.
Chang, why don't you start us off?
Well, some good news on the personal front. I've been assigned my permanent quarters. My parents headed back to China 2 days ago, so I'm officially on my own. Yes!
Uh-oh. Kid's got his own place. There goes the neighborhood.
Oh, I'm really very quiet. Besides, Mr. Hasid hasn't had time yet to come show me how to hook up my stereo.
Cute, Chang.
David, the kid's yanking your chain here.
Yeah, he's adorable. We'll miss him.
Anyway, the new computer Mr. H installed is, well, pretty impressive. The firewall is as close to impregnable as I've ever seen. But with the access codes, any member of the Trib Force anywhere in the world can keep up with what's going on at the palace. So we're in good shape.
Can I bring up something practical here?
Sure.
I've been thinking we shouldn't pack like we're leaving for the rest of our lives. We're only supposed to be gone for a few days.
Absolutely. And when they look at our rooms and offices, they shouldn't be able to tell we're gone for good. I can probably only justify taking my laptop.
Yeah, we leave change on the dressers, uniforms to be dry cleaned, personal items lying about, and leave some stuff to eat in the refrigerator.
Yeah, that's good. I'll make a doctor's appointment for a couple days after I return.
Good.
I'll send some uniforms to the dry cleaners.
I'll have Tiff schedule some staff meetings and briefings for the week I'm supposed to get back.
Great. By the way, how's that pig hunt
coming? Hey, we found a real winner in Baghdad. Seems to fit Carpathia's specs perfectly. This thing is huge, man.
Huh.
We'll load it tomorrow morning before they leave for Israel.
You sure that Russian guy they hired to take Annie's place is going to let a pig on the 216?
He's a piece of work, isn't he?
David, your meeting?
Yeah, thanks. I'm supposed to be in Moon's office in 10 minutes.
All right, gang. We all know the plan. Now it's back into pro-GC mode, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Sir, in light of the upper management change, should I keep my Israel-related plans?
And what were those plans, Director?
Well, Mac and Abdullah were to pilot the Phoenix to Tel Aviv, where potentate Carpathia and his VIPs would inaugurate the first public loyalty mark application site. We understand he has a couple of days of meetings there first.
Right. He and Reverend Fortunato have extended sessions with sub-potentates and their religious representatives.
Yeah, we'd planned for Mac and Abdullah to fly back here and pick up one of the Quasi-2s transporting a supply of biochips back to Tel Aviv.
I can tell you right now that I would not want to see that changed. His Excellency is proud of that aircraft and loves to have it shown off to the citizenry.
Well, our thought was that Mac would do a little air show, letting people know what the aircraft is capable of.
The potentate would love that.
Yeah, I would too, if you thought it wasn't too extravagant to let me go along.
Not at all. Go right ahead. You think you can stomach the ride?
Well, I'll make sure I don't eat anything beforehand.
His Excellency will love having you there. And then we move on to Jerusalem, where he has something special planned. You have to see this, David.
Oh, I look forward to it.
David, read this.
Oh, a special note from our Russian friend. Following repeated efforts by the acting cargo chief to dissuade Ms. Pale Moon and her insistence that approval comes straight from Director Hasid, this plane is, in my opinion, overloaded by at least 20%. Well, this is great. This bill of lading is not countersigned by said director. Cargo crew will not be responsible for the airworthiness of this craft.
We couldn't have written it better ourselves.
I like it. There we go. When we all go down, the investigation begins and ends with the Russian. He'll be the grieving hero who wishes we would have listened.
Yeah, well, millions of nicks worth of plane and cargo goes down because of human error.
Yeah, my human error. Oops.
I'm so proud of you. You kill me on my first assignment for you. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's all right. I catch myself using death references all of the time as if I can't remember or I don't want to remember.
This really is quite an ingenious plan. I can say that because I had so little to do with it.
Well, me too. If it works, we owe it to Mac and Abdullah. Speaking of which...
I guess this is it.
We're gonna be all right. Just stay calm and follow me.
Okay, Smitty. Since we got the Q2 on stage, we might as well make her dance.
Meaning?
Yeah, well, just to let you know, we're going to rotate at B2, but then I'm going to go ahead and bounce her back onto the runway once or twice. After that, we'll climb out soft, just enough to clear the fence at the end of 2-7. Give old Vladimir something to think about.
Thanks for telling me ahead of time.
Sure.
Was I too heavy? You're aware that the acting cargo chief has filed an overload notice?
Roger that, Babylon. Noted in the manifest. Roger, we'll call departure at 121.7. Q2 Heavy, good day. All right. Sit back and relax, kids. First, a couple play bumps, then next stop, Jordan.
You okay, Doc?
Yes. Just making sure I have my, here they are, yes. I don't mind telling you how nervous I am.
It's all right, we're okay. We made it to Israel without a problem, right? Tomorrow I'll get to Tel Aviv and report to the others about the air show. And then...
Yes, and then...
Hey, now check it out, they're talking about Carpathia.
Rumors are rampant that His Excellency will use this opportunity to combat his detractors.
So that is what we are up against.
Well, when you think about it, Doc, it's really the truth against a lie.
But a very powerful liar.
We overheard you haggling with the cargo chief. That was some pretty fast talking there, little lady.
Hey, Rose.
Mike McCullum. Pleased to meet you. Abdullah Smith, David Hasid, this is Hannah Pamela.
Heard a lot about you all. Now keep your heads down. I don't think anybody saw you.
Listen, pull between the two hangars so I can get a better look at the takeoff.
I can't believe you're flying that from here.
Actually, it's now doing most of its own flying. All right. Now, let me get a little static to my signal. Yeah, Smitty, here. Key this UHF radio whenever I speak.
Got it.
Won't this van be a lot quieter than the cockpit?
Yeah, very good, David. That's why we left a mic open on the flight deck. We key here, the signal's added to our own transmission.
Okay, I'll just sit here and be quiet. You guys have got this thing figured out.
No, trust me, all input is definitely welcome. All right. Okay, everybody hold it down. Jordan, Quasi 2 Heavy, over.
Quasi 2 Heavy, you're being obscured. Call again.
Jordan, this is Q2 Heavy. We're dealing with some electrical issues right now. Please inform Ben-Gurion that the flight plan is still go. We'll enter their airspace as scheduled, perform the maneuvers, then we'd like to request immediate landing clearance. Over.
Q2 Heavy, advise abandoning show, considering your situation.
Jordan, I need you to repeat, please.
Advise abandoning air show and proceed with immediate landing.
Jordan, if you can copy this, all four comms are now acting funny. We're going to work on cruise altitude here and then jump in and see if we can sort things out. Thanks for your help. Over. All right, let's get out of here.
Next stop, Ms. Paremo.
Quite a sight here, Ray. It's crazy. All of all people. They're already lining up to take the mark and the equipment's not even here.
Can you get out of there if you need to?
I'm okay. I parked the rental car a few blocks from here.
How's Heim?
I don't know. He's pretty antsy. Doesn't know how he's going to pull this off, and frankly, I don't either.
You should see the plane in about...
Hey, here comes the big guy and his entourage heading to the stage again.
Good. Right on time.
Less than 4 minutes to visual contact, and I should be in perfect position.
We're counting on you for every detail.
Hey, who are you talking to here, Ray, huh?
Yeah, I know.
You know if the plane's on schedule?
Well, that's what they're telling me. There's just a little concern about the flight management system since there's no chance to personally monitor it. A malfunction could kill innocents.
Hey, well, if it lands in front of the stage, I'd be one of them.
My point exactly. The Mac has communicated with Moon's people by phone, letting him know that they have a malfunctioning radio, but that they're staying with the plan.
All right. Hey, how are things where you're at?
It's amazing. These people are virtual strangers, and yet they show up and cooperate.
What about the GC?
So far, we think we're undetected. That won't last long.
Carpathia's at the stage. I'll check back when the plane gets here.
Got it.
Ten subordinates and myself feel so welcome.
I want you to know that since I've had 3 days of the most wonderful sleep ever, I have a renewed vision and energy for improving our world. Future generations will view this as the turning point in the history of humankind. And now, I give you the new head of our perfected religion, the Most High Reverend Leon Fortunato.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you pay homage to our leader, our Lord, and our God?
Thank you for that heartfelt expression. And now, approaching on the horizon, you can see a miracle of aviation technology, the Quasi-2. It not only brings equipment to facilitate the loyalty mark on citizens, but it also will give you chills as you view a brief display of its capabilities, ably demonstrated by my own pilot, commander of the Phoenix 216, Captain Matt McCullough.
Yeah.
You know who this is?
Not yet.
Listen, we're watching on TV. The camera angle is deceptive, though. Is that thing as close as it looks?
It's right overhead.
Overhead where? Where are you in relationship to the stage?
No, 300 yards east, across the street.
Across the street?
Yeah.
And it's directly overhead?
Yeah, it just did a left turn out over the shoreline. It's rolling. It's heading toward the water. Whoa, cow, it almost hit. I swear it was 10 feet from the surface.
Yeah, that's okay. We planned that. I'm just worried we might have lost the GPS track and moved the whole program east.
All right. It's straight over Carpathia now.
Good. Okay. Now, right turn to 210 degrees.
And back to the sea.
And afterburners in 3, 2, now.
Sharp turn north. It's climbing straight up. Slowing. Okay. There's definitely something wrong. It's slowing down.
That's a hammerhead. That's good. But still, I think you should get out of there, Buck. I'm just not sure we're far enough west.
No, I'm okay. It's heading toward the water, I think. It's going straight down.
Right.
And it's picking up speed. Engines are spooling up. Is it going
to
pull up?
Not supposed to. How far away?
Whoa! We just hit! It's maybe a mile. It's maybe about 3/4 of a mile. It hit the beach, Mac. It is not in the water. And B, Q2 is not in the water. I'm heading back to Jerusalem. I'll check in from there.
But somebody says it's not working. I can get that IP, but
no,
not the...
No, route the live feed to another raid. You shouldn't have to, but I want to hear the playback. Are you using the right decryption?
Hang on. The resource allocation table posted an error. I'll just restart that and... Okay, got it. They were on board the 216. This is where they talk about the crash.
My best people today. A seat, a column, the other pilot.
Smith, sir.
Yes. I want to know what happened to that plane, Walter. The technology failed us. We looked bad in front of the world. Very poorly done.
Yes, sir.
Or perhaps...
Perhaps what, Excellency?
Perhaps... It was not an accident. No matter what the case, we must know what happened on that plane today.
Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is based in part on the book The Mark by Tim LaHaye and Jerry B. Jenkins and has been adapted for radio by Chris Fabry, music by Steve Wick, sound design by Glenn West, directed and produced by Todd Bastide. Left Behind, The dramatic audio series is a production of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.